RadioMD.com. Become a healthier you 5 days a week. This is Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
With the holidays comes increased stress levels. The food is everywhere. The alcohol is everywhere. The parties are nonstop unless you don't accept all the invites, and it can get a little bit ridiculous, but you want to start your healthier lifestyle even during the holidays so that you don't do too much damage. And my guest today is Teresa Romer. She's a personal trainer and a U.S. Open bodybuilding champion at the age of 40. Welcome to the show, Teresa. So tell us why we shouldn't wait at this time of the year. Some people, and a lot of people I know, Teresa, say, you know what, screw it, I'm throwing caution to the wind, and I'm going to start January 2nd.
Well, that's the sad part, Melanie, is people think that the holidays just gives them open rein to just pack on the weight and just go crazy, and it's not true. You know, I think life in itself is a buffet, but that doesn't mean you have to overdo it with everything you come across. And so I always say moderation is everything, and there's not a better time in the world than during the holidays to control yourself.
Absolutely. So what do you want people to do as far as all the parties and the family things and journaling, keeping track? What do you want people to do right now to start these holidays?
Well, first of all, you have to come up with a strategy, Melanie, and you've got to be able to go, okay, I've got a party every day this week. You know, I am going to just be eating horrible food. Well, that's true and maybe not true. What you can do is eat a nice salad or eat something extremely healthy before you ever walk out that door to go to that party, so that when you get to the party, you're not enticed, you're not hungry. You know, the part of the problem is, just like when we go to grocery stores, is we go when we're hungry, and we buy all the wrong things, and we eat all the wrong things. So if you already go to a party and you're pretty much full and satisfied, you might pick at a couple things, but you're not going to be compelled to just dive in and eat everything under the sun. The same thing goes with alcohol. You know, alcohol can be extremely high in calories, but I always say you don't have to not drink. You just have to be wise and choose the lesser calorie drink, like vodka. Instead of going for the eggnog that's spiked, you know, with whatever, you know, just go for a little, you know, vodka on the rocks and sip it so that it lasts the entire night and you're not compelled to have 10 drinks.
That's good. And then there's also so many, you know, white wines out there and lower calorie beers and things. So it is a good idea to try and choose those lower calories, but keeping track, journaling. Now, Teresa, I am, as I said, an exercise physiologist, and one of the things I always work with my clients and patients about is tracking their food. But at the holidays, after you've had that one vodka, you are not writing down that you just ate four more pretzels and then you got the little mini quiches out, and then it's very hard to track at the holidays. Can we ballpark? Can we, you know, kind of give a ballpark sort of thing?
Well, I don't think you should lose track during the holidays. I mean, like, I made it through Thanksgiving and still lost 2 pounds. You know, but it was because I made a conscious effort. Okay, I'm not going to give myself full rein to just, you know, throw myself to the wind and eat everything. I said I'm going to load up on protein and just have a tablespoon of everything else, and I still came away from the table losing 2 pounds. So you just, you know, if you're really serious about it, you're going to do it in moderation. You're going to have control, and you're going to keep track. I mean, yes, you might fall off the table and have 12 drinks in one night, but the next night, don't do the same thing.
Well, that's right. You just want to kind of keep it in check and keep track of it as you can. Now, what about stress? That's a harder one to sort of keep in check, because sometimes you just can't help it. There's that old Republican uncle that keeps bugging you at the parties, and then there's all the food you have to prepare and the presents that you have to buy, and you don't know what to get for people, and there's so much going on. So,
well, and that's true, because, you know, first of all, we already lead lives that are so cram-packed, we don't even know how we can ever fit working out in. Now we're taking a month or two out of the year where we're taking our already crammed schedules, and now we're cramming in Christmas shopping, Christmas parties, you're thinking, how can I get all this done? There's only so many hours in the day, and you were already forced to deal with that before the holidays. So my thought process is, you've got to take a deep breath. You've got to not take on more than you can handle. You've got to be able to fit in a stress reliever. And for me, that stress reliever is working out. Some people, the stress reliever might be just taking 30 minutes out of a day and getting a massage. You know, somebody, you know, another person might say, hey, I'm going to relieve the stress with, you know, going to lunch with my girlfriend. You know, you still got to find ways to control the stress because the stress can get totally out of hand.
Well, it absolutely can, and exercise certainly being one of the best ways to control the stress, getting on your treadmill, going to the gym, just taking a walk even after the parties or after dinner with all the tryptophan, you get tired, but taking a walk is really a great way to kind of get yourself back up. Now, you, tell us just a little bit about you, Therese, because you're kind of pretty freaking cool, and you won the U.S. Open Bodybuilding Champion at 40, and then you climbed Mount Kilimanjaro, is that what you said?
Yes, at the age of 50. Yeah.
Dude.
You know, I just don't think someone should be defined by their chronological age, and I don't think you should ever limit yourself to what you can do. You know, I thought after winning the bodybuilding championships when I was 40, oh my gosh, it doesn't get any better than this. What could be better? Well, I found climbing Mount Kilimanjaro at the age of 50 was even better, you know, so I think you should always put goals out there and continue to strive for those goals because I think that's what keeps us young.
It absolutely does, and that's very, very great advice because people don't realize and they say, well, there's no way I'm going to do that. I'm already this age and I can't do that and I'm just going to, but you're living proof that you can just keep going and shoot for more and aim higher. And what's your motivational best advice for people? Because that's where people fail in this, Teresa. They say, I would like to, but then the motivation drops off very quickly. How do you stay motivated? What do you tell people to stay motivated?
Well, my thought process is this. The only person standing in the way of your success is you. And so, you know, to me, if you have a dream or a goal, chase it. You know, I always tell people, reach for the stars. You know, the sky's the limit. Reach for the stars. And the only person standing in the way of your success is you. You know, this year in January, I have a new book coming out. It's called Naked in 30 Days. And it's a book to help women be able to reveal themselves naked in front of their partner within 30 days. Because there are so many sexless marriages. There's so little intimacy out there, which people don't even realize. And my thought is, you know, I need to write this book to help women empower themselves and feel good about standing there naked in front of their spouse or their loved one, you know, within 30 days. And, you know, I'm at 9% body fat right now. My goal is
Yes,
and I'm my goal when I turn 55 this year in September is to be at 7% body fat and be in the best shape of my entire life at 55.
Oh, for God's sakes, you're making us all look bad. Now, I mean, because I'm 51 years old, and I don't even want to tell you what my body fat is at this point. And even as a trainer myself, it gets hard after kids and the things. So your motivational advice is really great. And also, I bet you're not a woman, and we only have a minute and a half left, I bet you're not a woman that negative self-talks, because I think that's so detrimental to us. And when you talk about being naked in 30 days, and I don't let myself see myself naked, then that negative self-talk is so detrimental. It just takes us back to that unmotivated place.
It's horrible. And you know what? Women should support women. Women should not tear other women down. We should support each other because that's how we become empowered is by the support of our peers and our other women. And, you know, so why be catty and tear other women down? We need to have so much support. I mean, this past week, we were doing the photo shoot for the book, and I literally stood naked with a mink coat in the middle of Times Square in New York City.
Oh boy, is that going to be in the book?
Yes, and talk about empowering. I mean, I felt so empowered.
Wow, I can't wait to see that picture. I'm sure it'll show up on Google Images any day. But thank you so much, Teresa, for being with us. Where can people find out more about you?
Oh, you can find more about me at teresaromer.com. I'm all over social media. I'm on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Teresa Romer. You can find me everywhere.
TeresaRomer.com. Thank you so much. What an inspiring lady you are. And we all should take a note from that and aim higher. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks for listening and stay well.